We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the UB Sports Network, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, this is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Town Automotive Group, T-Mobile, Comdoc, Pepsi, Nike, AdPro Sports, WIBB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23. Now, with head coach Lance Leipold, here's Paul Peck.
Well, hi, everybody, from the Atlantis Resort in Nassau, Bahamas. My name is Paul Peck, and welcome to this special edition of the UB Football Insider Show. It's the Bahamas Bowl Preview Edition. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to get you ready for tomorrow's Makers Wanted Bahamas Bowl between the Bulls and the Charlotte 49ers by getting the latest from head coach Lance Leipold. We'll talk to James Patterson off the defense, Antonio Nunn from the offense. We'll have our usual Full of It segment, and we'll touch base with radio color analyst Scott Wilson. All to get you ready for the Bulls' second consecutive trip to a bowl game as they attempt to win the first bowl victory in school history. It's been a fun week, a lot of cool stuff. Maybe in the background you can hear the waterfalls and the fans are starting to file in here to the Atlantis Resort. It has been a great experience for the players and for us as well too, but it is about football, and we touch on all of that with the Bulls' head coach. We started off with Lance Leipold. Well, coach, let's start off by having you describe what the experience of being in the Bahamas Bowl was like this week.
Oh, it's been wonderful. Everything that we could ever imagine as far as weather, accommodations, the resort itself. Our players have just had an outstanding time. Just watching the smiles on their faces, but now it's time to turn the page and get ready to play this 13th game of the year and take advantage of the great opportunity that we have.
What'd you learn from last year, your first go around at a bowl down in Mobile? What'd you learn that was either different or that you reinforced with the guys this year?
Well, there's some things that before we left to come down here, of course, in preparation, there's the balance of the toll of the regular season versus making sure that you've taken the steps of preparation for the physicality of another game when you haven't played in a while. So those are things, hopefully we've addressed those in the right way. We turned the ball over last year in the bowl game more than we had before in the previous games, and that was disappointing. So trying to find a way to balance that out. You got to make sure you tackle well, do the small things well, to have a chance to win, especially against a good team.
With Bulls head coach Lance Matt Schleipold here on our Bahamas Bowl edition of the UB Football Insider Show. Have you had any chance at all during this break to reflect a little bit on what this season was like, what the accomplishments were like, what you were able to do kind of coming off of what you did last year? I know you're so wrapped up in game plans. I assume your answer might be no here.
I really haven't. You kind of see things. John Fuller and our sports information staff do a great job giving us information. Some of the stuff he'll send me about this might be the most ever or the first time we've done something. And I kind of glance at it and kind of try to soak it in, but I've got to really go back and look at it, because if we're not involved in practice or some type of bowl prep for the trip, we're involved in recruiting and getting the signing class done and things like that. It really hasn't had a chance to really kind of put it down on paper maybe of some of the things these guys have been able to do and how proud we are of them.
All right, before I dive too much into getting your take on the Charlotte 49ers, just the obligatory Jarrett Patterson related question, because we haven't had a chance to talk to you after what he did those last two games. 490 yards and 11 touchdowns. Those are video game numbers, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And the thing, like you alluded to, the last two games, but also the last two games of the regular season. And that's to me what really sticks out, because it talks about the job that Jarrett has done and how well he's played all year, how well he's taken care of himself, how he's learned and how he's prepared. But also the job that our offense has done, mainly our offensive line, tight ends, and the people involved in blocking for him. Also, I think that consistency and improvement has allowed those numbers to go like the way they have.
All right, let's dive into the matchup between the Bulls and the Charlotte 49ers. Our town, Mazda, keys to the game. They're a little bit like you guys. They won last five. You won five of your last six. They run the ball well. You guys run the ball well. As you've dived into the game tape, do you see a lot of parallels?
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities, I think, on how the our teams are put together. They may use the quarterback a little bit differently than we do at this current time, but you can see they've got big receivers. They've got some physical tight ends. They try to get the ball spread around. They have playmakers on the outside, excellent running backs. Defensively, I think we're going to see some, a group of outstanding defensive ends on both sides of the ball. And you see a team that kind of reflective of their head coach. They play with great enthusiasm and they enjoy the game, and they've used that energy to get them to play extremely well down the stretch and put them in their first bowl game in school history.
Let's talk about quarterback Chris Reynolds. You mentioned it. I think he's had eight straight games with a touchdown pass. He's had eight straight games with 90 yards rushing. You haven't seen a lot this season of that sort of mix of quarterback runner kind of types. Is that, how much of a challenge is that for your defense in not only getting used to it, but then figuring out a way to slow him down?
It's a big challenge. It's almost kind of like, I don't want to say faded away as much. I think in years past we've seen a few more. Nathan Rourke at Ohio, and there's maybe a Dustin Crum at Kent that maybe we're going to run the ball a little bit more. So accounting for the quarterback, making sure we get, wrap up on the quarterback. Don't let them, slip away. Some of the things they got, they're best at avoidance, and it's a craft that Reynolds has as well. He's excellent. He has different launch points, almost like a Patrick Mahomes type of thing. There's times I'm watching film and
James Patterson compared him to Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, there could be some things to that, and it's like you kind of rewind the film just to watch, where did that thing was like sidearm, and that's credit to him, because guys that do that have great confidence and they have the ability to make big plays.
On defense, you mentioned their defensive end Alex Highsmith, second in the country with 14 sacks. They have a other defensive end Watts on the other side who had 9. Your team is not necessarily going to throw the ball 40 times, so does that negate their advantage along with what your offensive line can do?
Well, I think it's about us being consistent and trying to mix things up and, being in good down and distance situations. And of course, then if need be, changing up protections and making sure we give help if need be on those defensive ends. But they're outstanding players. They've had excellent seasons. Much like any good defensive end, you have to have a high motor and you have to keep playing hard and you keep fighting and trying to get to the quarterback, and that's what those guys do.
Finally, has your guys bought into what has been your reinforced message of getting that first bowl win in school history? Are you confident that they are locked in on that goal for this game?
Yeah, I think so. I think they, we've talked about the process and the maturing that this group has done throughout the year, and I guess you really will see once the ball's kicked off about you know, how we handle things, how we handle this trip, how we handle a layoff, how we handle success. And again, how hungry are we to try to finish this thing out on a high note that they can do something that has been done in our program's history.
All right, Coach, good luck.
Thank you, Paul.
And Lance's breakdown of the Charlotte 49ers, all part of our Town Mazda Keys to the Game, the official auto partner of UB Athletics, Town Automotive. And of course, the UB Football Insider Show, even though we're here in the Bahamas, is as always presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, Buffalo's premier sports bar and family destination. More to come in the next hour. Our next segment, we dive into the defense with Bulls starting linebacker James Patterson. We're at the Atlantis Resort in Nassau, Bahamas. This is the UB Football Insider Show presented by Learfield IMG College.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
UB fans, the Bulls are running wild, and the holiday herd is heading to Audi Buffalo for the Season of Audi Sales event, where UB students, faculty, and alumni can receive special lease and financing on their favorite Audi, like the new 2020 Audi Q3 Quattro. Take the thrill of the game on the road and head over to Audi Buffalo on Genesee Street near Transit and the airport, or check out new and pre-owned vehicles online at AudiBuffalo.com.
We love our town.
Whether your project is above ground, below ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools that you need. We rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts and generators. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. Located on Transit Road in Williamsville, call 716-565-1330.
This is Thurman Thomas. I love to score on the field, and my family scored big time with Dr. Todd Shatkin at the Aesthetic Associates Center.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Shatkin. Your smile is your number one asset. If you have one or more missing teeth or suffer from loose dentures, Mini Dental Implants is the solution to your problems. They're less invasive, less discomfort, less healing time, and half the cost of the old style implant.
For a Hall of Fame smile, go with the pro, Dr. Todd Shatkin at the Aesthetic Associates Center.
Call 839-1700, online at drtshatkin.com.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Kate.
And we're not just literal taste buds.
We're best buds.
And we love Pepsi.
Sure, we live inside your mouth.
But that doesn't mean we don't enjoy the finer things.
Pepsi incoming.
Amazing.
That's what I was thinking.
It's like we share the same mouth, Kate.
Forever and ever, Nate.
Make your taste buds happy and pick up a delicious, refreshing Pepsi.
Right now at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 11s on us when you add four lines.
This ultra-wide camera is unreal.
Say happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Just posted it.
Hashtag that's my girl.
Hashtag dad's blocked.
Ring in the holidays at T-Mobile. Hurry in to get four iPhone 11s on us with four new lines and qualifying iPhone trade-ins.
Via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers plus tax. If you cancel your line before receiving 24 credits, you may owe up to the full value of your device, $699.99 for base model. Contact us. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. One offer per account.
Back in the lobby of the Royal Towers at the Atlantis Resort in Nassau, Bahamas, we're bringing you the UB Football Insider Show, Bahamas Bowl Preview Edition. My name is Paul Peck. We're going to dive in with a couple of the outstanding players for the Bulls this year. James Patterson finishing sixth on the team in tackles, and that despite missing three games. And he was part of a Buffalo defense that ranked seventh overall in the country, number four against the run, and number one across the board in every Mid-American Conference defensive category. That's something to scream about. We get the latest from James on his week in the Bahamas and the matchup with Charlotte. Here's the Bulls sophomore linebacker.
Well, James, a couple days into it, take me through how this trip has been now that you're kind of shifting back to football.
It's been good. You know, we've been having fun in a couple of relaxed days, but I'm glad we're getting back into the swing of things, getting back to work. You know, we've been practicing for 2 weeks, and we're over-prepared, but, you know, it's just one more practice to get everything right, see if we got no more mistakes. We're trying to fix them and just get ready for Friday to play the perfect game.
It's a little bit of a challenge because you're off your normal routine, right? You had all this time. You had extra practices. Have the guys handled it well?
Yes, I think they have. You know, like somebody like Adolphe Wright, you know, I seen the video with him. He's like, man, this is a business trip. You know, if we lose, it's a pointless trip. So, you know, I think the guys are ready. You know, they're still focused, but they're having fun.
All right. How much, talk a little bit about the fun before we get into the football stuff. How much fun have you had here in Atlantis over the couple days?
You know, just going adventuring around, seeing all the type of different tanks and fishes and stuff like that, going on the water slides, the lazy river, the beaches. It's cool, you know, a blessed experience, you know. I'm just blessed to be here.
Two seasons, two bowls, right? Not bad, huh?
Yes, sir. Not bad. You know, we're going to try to continue that and try to get a MAC championship next year.
Speaking with Bulls linebacker James Patterson here on the Football Insider Bahamas Bowl special, you're going to get to wear the Solomon Jackson 41 for a big game. How important is that? What does that mean to you?
That's very important. You know, I'm hearing from Pat, previous teammates, he was a great guy. He always had a smile on his face, did anything anybody asked for him. So, you know, it's a privilege, and I want to represent him the best I can.
All right, let's talk a little bit of football here. What's jumped out at you about Charlotte and their offense because they run the ball so well? Is look a little bit sometimes like your offense?
Yeah, it does. You know, the two running backs, Jared Patterson and Benny LeMay, he's a good guy. They have similar attributes, you know, so we see that every day and we're ready for him. And the quarterback, he's very explosive, and that's where they get most of their rushing yards, you know.
Yeah, a little different. You haven't faced a lot of sort of running, scrambling quarterbacks here. What's the challenge, particularly for you as an outside linebacker?
Just trying to be patient and wait for them pulling guards to come around. And we key on different formations when they're about to do the quarterback counter.
He likes to throw kind of on the run, a little sidearm, I mean, he's a little untraditional, right?
Johnny Manziel. So, you know, we're ready for it. You know, we've been working on it. We've been working on certain fits and certain schemes for him. So we're just ready for it. You know, I can't wait.
Have you had a chance to reflect a little bit on what this defense has done this year, being near the top of the country in a lot of stats? Did the break give you a little chance to look back on it and think about it?
No, we still have one more thing to do. We have one more mission to complete, so we got to still keep it going.
Speaking with Bulls linebacker James Patterson here at the Bahamas Bowl, so what's going to be your mindset going into this game on Friday? You feel like everybody's going to be in the right place with the right focus?
Yes, sir. All three phases of the game is ready. We're ready to go. I'm on special teams this time, so I'm ready to go.
That's the first time all year?
Yes, sir.
All everything is out there, right?
Yes, sir. It's on the line, so we got to win it. We want to be the first in history to win a bowl game.
Right. And have you and your brother had a chance to talk a little bit about what's the focus is for him on the offensive side?
Jared talks to me all the time. He said he wants to have an amazing game like the last previous one, so I expect nothing less from him.
You know him better than anybody. Are you even a little amazed at what he did the last two games?
I'm not amazed. I've seen him my whole life, so this is normal for me. Until he scores 10 touchdowns, I'm going to be amazed then.
All right, wrapping it up here with James Patterson, Bulls linebacker. Just sum up a little bit for me this whole season for you guys, what it's been like, what this adventure has been like in year two of college football for you.
It's been growth. You know, as a whole defense, we're coming together, just playing together, becoming one of the best in the nation, and we're going to continue to do that.
All right, hey, good luck on Friday in the Bahamas Bowl.
All right, thank you.
Got it. Bulls are going to have their hands full stopping Benny LeMay, the outstanding 1,000-yard rusher for the Charlotte 49ers. That may be the key to this game. Buffalo's run defense against Charlotte's very good run offense that also features the quarterback, Chris Reynolds. How about the offense? They're going to need to do their part, too. Maybe a little bit of throwing with the weather a little bit better here. We'll talk about the weather in a moment, and we'll talk about the passing offense with Bulls wide receiver Antonio Nunn. That's next on the Bahamas Bowl preview edition of the UB Football Insider Show presented by Learfield IMG College.
Bulls fans, visit WNYAutoCare.com to locate the finest neighborhood automotive repair shops in the Buffalo area. All of these independent and family-owned repair shops are held to the highest standards of training and use the best parts for each job. At all Western New York Auto Care shops, we make sure that every job is done in a friendly atmosphere and offer peace of mind with a 2-year, 24,000-mile warranty. Visit WNYAutoCare.com today to see what sets our auto repair centers apart from the competition.
The reason Losi and Ganji grows every year is because they focus on your personal care. Jeff Ganji of Losi and Ganji.
In 2018, we obtained over $22 million for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Not only do we assure our clients receive the maximum settlement for their claims, we make sure the small details are handled properly.
For workers' compensation and personal injury, call Losi and Ganji at 854-1446 or go to losi-ganji.com.
Losi and Ganji, working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers.
Past results do not guarantee future outcomes. We'll be right back.
Autobahn Women's Medical Associates provides comprehensive care, including on-site sonography, mental health counselors, and a health and nutrition coach. Located on the corner of Miller Sport Highway and North Forest Road, we are just minutes from UB. Our dedicated practice of women taking care of women are committed to helping you achieve maximum health and wellness. Schedule an early morning or late afternoon appointment. We even see patients on Saturdays. Autobahn Women's Medical Associates, the largest private OBGYN group in the North Towns and a proud partner of UB Athletics.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Tired of spending hours in a crowded ER waiting room? Kaleida Health has the solution, emergency room online registration, and it's reinventing the way patients access emergency care. We all know that hospital waiting rooms aren't the most comfortable places to be, and that's why we offer online registration for non-life-threatening conditions. Check in for your projected treatment time at KaleidaHealth.org, arrive at DeGraff Memorial Hospital or Millard Fillmore Suburban Hospital at the time you chose, and be seen promptly. Do your waiting at home and not the ER. Kaleida Health. We see more than patience.
A 43-yard field goal with a ticket to the championship on the line. Here's the stuff.
At this moment, who you voted for doesn't matter. What kind of car you drive, how much money you make, what kind of music you listen to, or how many followers you have doesn't matter. At this moment, the only thing that does is football. Visit footballmatters.com.
Oh, you might be able to hear the waterfall running in the background amidst the palm trees and the indoor aquarium here at the Atlantis Resort. It's been an amazing week. The players have really had fun and had an opportunity, as Lance Leipold talked about, to have some fun. It's been a fun year for Antonio Nunn, the Bulls' junior wide receiver. Even though they don't pass the ball a ton, Antonio, 44 catches, 634 yards, 5 touchdowns, finished as a third-team All-MAC performer and finished 5th in the MAC in receiving yards. He had a big bowl game last year, a bit of foreshadowing for the year that's to come, when he had 4 catches for 87 yards in the Dollar General Bowl. Maybe he's looking to do it again here in the Bahamas. Well, Antonio, reflect a little bit on what this whole experience has been like. You seem to be one of the players who is really kind of eating this whole bowl experience up more than anybody.
Most definitely. You know, I'm just living the experience up with the guys. You know, it's a big trip with the guys out the country, so we're trying to take advantage of it, you know. Also, it's a business trip, so we're trying to be where our feet are at the end of the day. So we're just taking it in step by step. But
how are you juggling the fact that it is a game, it is a business trip, but you're at one of the coolest resorts that maybe you guys will ever get to in your life? Is it difficult to shift that gear as the week goes on?
Kind of, you know, because we're trying to enjoy everything we see in front of us, you know. We trying to enjoy the vacation, as you guys can tell. By the end of the day, like our coaches tell us, you know, we trying to get that first bowl victory for the program, you know, and for the seniors. So we trying to go out with a bang at the end of the day. So
with Bulls wide receiver Antonio Nunn here as we're getting you ready for the Bahamas Bowl, I want you to go back a year ago. Mm-hmm. You just come off the Dollar General Bowl. You go into an off season where you lose a lot of really important players. There's a lot of questions about what this team's going to be like. How are you going to replace this guy? How are you going to replace that guy? And obviously it's happened, and it's happened to a level of success that maybe not a lot of people thought. I want your take on what this sort of year journey has been like, not just for you, but for this team.
It's been a struggle for us, you know, but then at the end of the day, you know, we build our pieces up, you know, we fixed our puzzle up, you know, and also we just trying to take it step by step, not take everything for granted. So, you know, everybody heads in the right place right now. You know, at the end of the day, we on the field with each other. I'm fighting for my brother next to me, you know, and we believe that with each other. So we're just trying to fight with each other right now. So
There was a couple of points in this season, the very difficult loss to Ohio by a point, the fourth quarter loss to Kent State, where you might have wondered whether this team could figure out a way to regroup. How'd you do it?
You know, it started by our quarterback and our coaches. You know, Kyle got everyone heads right, you know, And also our position coach, like Coach I, you know, he said, don't look on that loss, you know, play the next game. We can't look back on the next game because if we look back, we could also focus on that look back and then lose the next game. So, you know, they took that step away from us. You know, Kyle came in the receiver's room, everybody position room to talk to us about it, talking about let's play the next game, you know. Let's get these wins so we can go bowl eligible. And that's what we did. So we're thankful for them guys. So
this was a big step up season for you too as well. And it started with that bowl last year when you got your chances. As the passing game progressed, you seemed to get better. How do you reflect back on your season?
I believe I had a good season. You know, it was a struggling part for me, you know, being that new leader to the group, trying to tell everybody what to do, you know, how to do this right, how to do that right, even focus on myself. That was a pretty tough thing on me. At the moment, I have it now, you know. I got better with it, you know. I also talked to, like, the older guys who was here last year and what can I do better. So they gave me some little pointers on that. So I'm taking it away right now, so that's what I'm doing.
Talking with Bulls junior wide receiver Antonio Nunn, you're also part of an offense that set school records for rushing yards, rushing attempts. I mean, this is a run-first offense. Yeah. So what's it like being a wide receiver in a run-heavy, run-first, successful run-first offense?
I know. It's pretty tough, you know, because they always ask us perimeter blocking is the key. So we always try to do perimeter blocking to the fullest. You know, we try to be nasty on the outside, you know, pancake blocks, whatever it takes the running backs to get in the end zone. And, you know, the more that open up, the more passes come. So we take that to the heart most definitely so we can get that pass, you know, and get in the touchdown. So
now, not you, but some receivers tend to be kind of diva-like, right?
Yeah.
We've established that throughout history.
Yeah.
So how do you get receivers to be able to be good blockers like that?
The running backs usually get on us, you know, like if you get in the end zone, we get in the end zone, you know. So it's a big party in the end zone at the end of the day, you know, because after a big block, it's also our part on the touchdown. So we all happy around it, you know. It's some receivers who are diva-like, you know, no matter what happens. So, you know.
It's kind of built into the position a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, so I mean, we like to showcase, you know, our little dance moves or whatever, but. You know, at the end of the day, we're just having fun, so.
All right, nuts and bolts football now. Charlotte's pretty good opponent here. They're experiencing some things for the first time that maybe you guys did a couple of years ago, but their defense has been solid. They won five in a row. What has impressed you in your practice, preparation, and scouting of the 49ers?
Their D-line. Their D-line's very good. You know, like Coach I said, also their corners. You know, they're fast, physical, so we got to play to that. So we try to be more physical on the outside, you know, get off press, release, because the more one-on-one comes, the more the deep balls come, one-on-one passes come. So we're trying to prepare for that. That's what the coach is trying to get us prepared for. So, and then at the end of the day, when the runs come, we have to help on the run and be more physical on the outside. So.
All right, what's it going to mean for you finally to be able to be that first, a member of that first Buffalo team that gets its first bowl win?
I don't even know right now, you know. It's going to be excitement, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's for the seniors, you know. Everybody might cry, you know. I don't know what's going to happen, so I'm just looking forward to it.
All right, well, go out there and do what you can to do it. It's been fun watching you get better all season long. Good luck on Friday in the Bahamas Bowl. Right.
Thank you.
That's Bulls wide receiver Antonio Nunn. Charlotte's got a very good pass rush. Alex Highsmith, second in the country with 14 sacks. So passing the ball to Antonio Nunn might be a little more difficult. We'll see how much that's a part of the game plan. More to come as we get you ready for the Makers Wanted Bahamas Bowl. 2 o'clock tomorrow, ESPN-TV, ESPN 1520 Radio. We're going to have it all for you as the Bulls take on Charlotte. More to come on our Football Insider Preview Show presented by Santoras and brought to you by Learfield IMG College.
We're excited.
Bills fans, 2019 single game tickets are on sale now at BuffaloBills.com. Be there as we celebrate 100 years of NFL football and the Bills' 60th season.
Respiratory Services of Western New York is a locally owned and operated company. Started in 1997 by Michael McCartney, a respiratory therapist, we are proud to service over 12,000 patients from Buffalo to the Syracuse area. We are proud to be the official sponsor of respiratory and home medical equipment and supplies for UB Athletics. Winner of HME Excellence Award, Fast Track, and one of the best places to work in Western New York. Come and see the difference.
It's summer, but winter is on the way. And with that comes allergies. Here's Tropical Heating's president, Jerry Paleo, to tell you about his latest offer. Tropical
Heating and Cooling. Right now, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of high-efficiency air conditioning. That's right. If you purchase your Central Air by the end of the month, you'll get a new furnace for free. That's a $2,500 value.
And here's something else to sweeten your deal. If you purchase your high-efficiency air conditioner and get your free furnace, Jerry will give the first 10 callers a free duct cleaning. That's right, free duct cleaning. That's an $800 value. Hurry, offers end August 31st.
Call us today at 870-0753 and experience the tropical treatment.
Make your home your personal paradise with Tropical.
Call 870-0753. Tropical Heating and
Cooling. UB fans, the Bulls are running wild, and the holiday herd is heading to Audi Buffalo for the Season of Audi Sales event, where UB students, faculty, and alumni can receive special lease and financing on their favorite Audi, like the new 2020 Audi Q3 Quattro. Take the thrill of the game on the road and head over to Audi Buffalo on Genesee Street near Transit and the airport, or check out new and pre-owned vehicles online at AudiBuffalo.com.
We love our town.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We're excited.
Bills fans, 2019 single game tickets are on sale now at BuffaloBills.com. Be there as we celebrate 100 years of NFL football and the Bills' 60th season.
We continue on with the UB Football Insider Show, Bahamas Bowl Preview Edition, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. My name is Paul Peck. We have had some great guests so far, including James Patterson, Antonio Nunn, Lance Leipolo, giving you their perspective on the week here in the Bahamas. But, of course, the game tomorrow that kicks off at 2 o'clock against Charlotte. Nobody gives better perspective, not only on a week here in Paradise, but on a season as a whole than our halftime and pregame host on the Bulls Football Network. He's Brad Ryder, joins me for a couple of minutes here on the Football Insider Show. Have you had fun this week? That seems to be the obligatory question I'm asking everyone.
I have had fun. It's been great. I mean, ever since this game popped up and we knew it was a possibility being in the MAC that one of these years we could wind up here, we've kind of been targeting it. And I think everybody in the MAC probably does. And our turn finally came up, and it's been a great week, a great time to just hang with this whole program and get down here and just see the excitement, not just for us, but for the kids on the team. The excitement to be here and be in this setting is certainly a unique opportunity that many of us will never have again.
All right, well said, Brad. All right, so with a layoff between the last regular season game and a bowl game, there's a lot of time to think, a lot of time to reflect. I want you to do a little bit of that. But there's also a lot of time for people to get interested and involved. The bowl game is a significant moment where maybe people have sort of paid attention during this year, go, oh, they're in a bowl game. I can't wait to see how it is. So give me your primer here for people that are maybe a little new to this Bulls football season and Bulls football team that are ready to tune in tomorrow and maybe head to Santora's or a place like that and watch it with a bunch of people. What are they going to see? What do they need to know about this team?
I think the first thing that comes to mind is that it's just a likable group. It wasn't a team with uber high expectations. Going into last season, we knew the goal. The goal was to win the MAC championship, and they came up short despite having the best season in program history. This year, we didn't really know what to expect. A lot of losses. You're going to have that in college football, but really key positions, really star players that weren't here. And the thought was, at least my thought, was it was going to take some time for this team to pull together. If things went right, they'd be playing their best football by the end of the season. And I think it went exactly like that, Paul. The ground game has been there offensively right from the start. We had a pretty good hunch it would be with all the returning offensive linemen, with the returning sophomore running backs, had a good hunch that that would happen. The defense has been way better than I expected. I thought it would be a solid unit. I thought it would help. The defense and the ground game carried this team through about the midway point of the season when everybody else started to kind of catch up. A brand new crop of receivers, aside from really Antonio Nunn, Zach LaFave, a little bit of tight end. Quarterback, weren't sure who was going to start. It's been both of these guys. Both have had very solid moments for the team. After Matt Meyer's injury, we've settled into Kyle Van Treese, and I think he has looked every bit the part of a guy who's been here for 3 years, and I didn't know if I could expect that because we hadn't seen him play since he was a true freshman. So I think it has all come together to make for a really enjoyable season, watching this team get better and really earn their way into this trip to paradise that they get here in the bowl game. The MAC championship game was not off the table, but it kind of got away from them early in the conference season with a pair of losses to two of the top teams in the MAC East, in Ohio and Miami. And I think the focus started to kind of shift to, all right, let's go win as many games as we can, make sure we don't get left out of bowl season, and let's go win a bowl game. And that's what I think the story is right now. Other bowl games we've seen, the Bulls be happy to be there. And I think they're here to win a football game this time, despite the fact that we're surrounded by palm trees and it can be a little distracting. I think it's more distracting for the team that's making its first ever bowl appearance, which is Charlotte. So the story of this one is the goal is to go out there and win the game. It wasn't just for the trip. It was go win a bowl game for the first time in program history. And I expect to see that tomorrow.
I was thinking about this a little bit, and I actually had a brief conversation with Coach Leipold about this, that, you know, what was accomplished this year is pretty amazing. Maintaining consistency is hard. In the MAC, it's hard in college football. This was a 10-win team that sent five players to NFL training camps, didn't know who its quarterback was going to be, kind of had a lot of question marks, starts 2-4, gets to where we are now. You kind of look around the fact that Troy, the team that beat the Bulls in the Dollar General Bowl, they didn't make a bowl this year. Toledo, the perennial top dog in the MAC West, didn't make a bowl this year. Ohio, the preseason pick to win the MAC East, 6-6, kind of sneaks into a bowl this year. What's the perspective to you say about what the Bulls were really able to come back with a 7-win year after last year?
Well, I think you were talking to the right guy because it's really validation of Coach Leipold and his program and his staff and his big time long term plan. We know what kind of winning he did at a different level. But when he came in here, I remember talking to Scott Wilson about it, saying, look, this is an interesting hire because there's a chance out of all the people that UB could have hired as a head coach, there's a chance they just hired the best football coach in America. Not saying he's the best football coach in America, but what I'm saying,
the 78th best coach of all time,
which is interesting too. That was kind of cool, huh? But it was an outside the box type of hire with tremendous upside, and I think this is the season where we really see, 5 years in, what this guy and his staff can build. So I'm very encouraged by the program in general and where it's going and attaining a level of consistent winning, consistent high expectations, I think that's where we just landed, because it's so easy, especially at this level in the MAC, for the cycle to be, you have your senior players, they go away, then you have a couple down years, and then you kind of come back up, and maybe it's just about quarterback, resetting your quarterback. Senior quarterback goes away, now you've got a sophomore who comes in, and you've got to build and build, and maybe you go back to a bowl game, maybe you compete for Detroit. I think this was the best possible version of a transition year for the Bulls coming off of what they had last year, and it sets my expectations super high for next year and for years to come, for as long as they can keep this coaching staff intact here, because I think what they've shown is that they are capable of building and maintaining a winner.
All right, Brad's going to get us started on the radio tomorrow. 1 o'clock is the pregame show airtime right here on ESPN 1520. Kickoff at 2 between the Bulls and the Charlotte 49ers in the Makers Wanted Bahamas Bowl. We continue to get you ready for tomorrow's game. More to come here on the UB Football Insider Show, Bahamas Bowl Preview Edition, presented by Learfield IMG College.
Just to
Bulls fans, this is Andy Santerre for Castle. No matter where your car was made, no matter how you drive, your car will run cleaner with Castle. In NASCAR, we built and maintained our own race cars. In our race shops, you'd see busybodies and Castle. We take it everywhere we go. So check out our great website at CastlePacksPower.com. You'll see why Castle packs power at CastlePacksPower.com.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
UB football is fueled by Chick-fil-A on Walden Avenue. That's right, Chick-fil-A is located right here in Western New York and is the preferred post-game meal of UB football. Open Monday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. Chick-fil-A also offers catering options, including packaged meals. Visit 1753 Walden Avenue in Cheektowaga. That's 1753 Walden Avenue. Chick-fil-A, home of the original chicken sandwich.
Don't hibernate this winter. Participate. Check out Holiday Valley's money-saving ultimate passes for season-long ski and snowboard programs that start as low as $155. Catch the thrill on 60 slopes and trails, terrain parks, glades, steeps, and cruisers. Don't know how to ski or snowboard? The passes include lessons too. Spend the winter skiing and riding at Holiday Valley in Ellicottville. It's just fun. Find out more at holidayvalley.com.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
We're back here on the UB Football Insider Show, Bahamas Bowl Preview Edition, as we come to you from the Atlantis Resort in Nassau, Bahamas, getting you ready for the Bulls and the Charlotte 49ers tomorrow, 2 o'clock kickoff. You'll hear it right here on ESPN 1520, pregame at 1. Of course, you can see the game on ESPN as well, too. And when you do listen in on ESPN 1520, you'll get all the in-depth insights from our outstanding radio color analyst, Scott Wilson. I'm putting a little pressure on you there.
Well, listen, I can live up to it. I've had enough rest this week where I should be ready to go.
Yes. Okay. Now, I almost feel guilty in bringing this up and asking you this question because people back at home in Western New York are just going to roll their eyes at us. But there's actually a weather effect potential on this game tomorrow, isn't there?
Yeah. I mean, the wind here today is supposed to be kind of similar to what it is tomorrow, and it's pretty significant. I mean, it could really play a factor, just a vicious wind chill of feeling about 75.
I was afraid you were going to go there.
Yeah, I mean, it'll still be warm, but the wind could end up playing a factor. It's a pretty big open stadium, so it's not like it's going to get blocked anywhere in there. So it's definitely going to be something to keep an eye on. On the other side of that coin, I think both teams want to run the ball first and foremost. So it's kind of play into that same factor, and maybe with the wind and everything and the fact that both teams want to run the ball, maybe the biggest factor of the weather will be what type of rain falls tonight and how that field ends up holding up, because this could be the first weather-related Bahamas Bowl that they've really ever had. It's usually 85 and sunny, so it's definitely something to keep an eye on, but not anything that we're allowed to complain about.
Special teams is where it could come to an effect. The Bulls have certainly been an up-and-down special teams unit this season. Charlotte has struggled. On first glance, you look at their stats and it jumps out at you that they did give up 5 returns for touchdowns this year. But when you dive in a little closer, you realize I think 2 of them were blocked punt returns and one of them was an onside kick return. But all that said, they have given up a field goal or a punt and a kickoff return this year. So their special teams appear to be a little up and down too.
Yeah, it's going to be a toss up, I think, really, for those two, for both teams in that unit, in that game. They've given up some blocks in the punt game that have turned out to be big, big plays for them early in the season. They've gotten better as the year has gone along, and some of the competition has also gotten a little bit easier. But the Bulls have kind of had some of those up and down struggles as well. It's these two teams really mirror each other in a lot of ways. It's not they don't have the exact same issues, but they have some similar stories to how this has unfolded this year for them and how they've both ended up here. And special teams is one of those. And like you said, with the weather, it puts, just another little wrinkle into an already 50-50 proposition for both sides.
We're talking with Scott Wilson. He is the Bulls radio color analyst as we continue to get you ready for tomorrow's Bahamas Bowl between the Bulls and the Charlotte 49ers. This is the UB Football Insider Show presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. All right, Scott, I'm going to ask you the same question as it pertains to both teams. What's the thing that the Bulls do well, very well, that they'll have to do well and that you expect them to do well in this game?
Well, I think that they're going to have to run the ball well. And I know that that sounds a little bit cliche or ordinary as far as, yeah, we kind of know that. But I think they're going to probably come out and use some misdirection on the Charlotte team, who is very aggressive. It's a very aggressive front four and front seven overall. I think the Bulls have to run the ball, especially not knowing what the weather is going to be like tomorrow. The Bulls got to run. And then defensively for Buffalo, it's going to be strength on strength. Charlotte is a really good running team. It's probably the most athletic running quarterback since Nathan Rourke that they've had to face here this year, because Reynolds will pull the ball and run. If the Bulls go strength for strength for what we've seen all year, which is run the ball and stop the run, I think they're going to be in a great spot to win.
All right, flip it around. How about on the Charlotte side? What do they do well? And I know what makes you great in your preparation is you probably watched almost all of their games all season long. So you kind of know how their season has had its ups and downs. But what is it that they do well that they'll have to do well?
Well, defensively, it's pressure off the edges. They've got a really nice pair of defensive ends that they can get upfield. And I think for them, they have to force a turnover from the pressure from those defensive ends. It's something that they've done all year, especially the last six games. And yes, I have seen every game this season. And in the games that they've won down the stretch, it's just been a nightmare for teams to have any time sitting back there and trying to throw. And Vantrease today has to keep, or tomorrow has to keep, both hands on the football when he's in the pocket, because they're really, really good at getting in there and knocking the ball out. And then, offensively for them, I think the key is going to be the quarterback, Reynolds, because he does so much for them. LeMay is great, and he is, the bell cow, and he's going to be the guy that you really want to focus on. But Reynolds is the guy that is able to get out of the pocket and extend plays where you have good coverage. Just you can't have good coverage for 8 seconds, and that he just kind of buys time and is able to get out of the pocket and make some of those plays that shouldn't be there open down the middle of the field. So for Charlotte, I think Reynolds on offense really is the key. LeMay is the guy that gets the carries and is great, but Reynolds is the one that really kind of makes the whole engine turn.
All right, take away, in the Bulls' case, Jarrett Patterson, and take away Kyle Vantrease. Who's a player that has to be someone that we're talking about in this game tomorrow that's going to be important for the Bulls to get the first win in school history in a bowl game?
Well, I think the obvious answer would be Antonio Nunn. But sticking with that wide receiver core, think about what happened last year. The extra practices leading into the Dollar General Bowl led to Antonio Nunn just taking the next step. And I think that Daniel Lee is a guy who we've seen flashes from this year that has the potential to step up and be the guy opposite of him and make some big plays today. And then other than that, I'm looking at right tackle. Not really sure what Coyote's situation is over there, because he got banged up late in the season. But if Fusak is in there, he's going to have a really tough situation. And if he plays as well as he did against Bowling Green, then they should have no problem. But I think he's going to get tested. They're going to send some pressure his way, and he's going to have to deal with it early.
I'm going to throw another name at you, because we haven't talked a lot about him, and he hasn't been a huge part of it. How about Zach LaFave catching a bunch of passes and maybe a touchdown. He's injuries and so forth. He just hasn't been that big a part of the offense. So there's some good stuff for everybody to be ready for to go on tomorrow's game, a 2 o'clock kickoff from Thomas Robinson Stadium in Nassau in the Bahamas. It's the Bahamas Bowl, the Bulls and the Charlotte 49ers. We will continue to get you ready for the big one tomorrow as we roll on with the UB Football Insider Show, Bahamas Bowl Preview Edition, brought to you by Learfield IMG College.
It's summer, but winter is on the way. And with that comes allergies. Here's Tropical Heating's president, Jerry Paleo, to tell you about his latest offer. Tropical
Heating and Cooling. Right now, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of high-efficiency air conditioning. That's right. If you purchase your Central Air by the end of the month, you'll get a new furnace for free. That's a $2,500 value.
And here's something else to sweeten your deal. If you purchase your high-efficiency air conditioner and get your free furnace, Jerry will give the first 10 callers a free duct cleaning. That's right, free duct cleaning. That's an $800 value. Hurry, offers end August 31st.
Call us today at 870-0753 and experience the tropical treatment.
Make your home your personal paradise with Tropical.
Call 870-0753.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Whether your project is above ground, below ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools that you need. We rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts and generators. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. Located on Transit Road in Williamsville, call 716-565-1330.
Welcome back to the Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas as we continue the UB Football Insider Bahamas Bowl edition. It's our final segment in paradise here before we really turn our focus on to tomorrow's game that kicks off at 2 o'clock against Charlotte. I'm joined by Assistant Athletic Director for Communications, John Fuller. Normally, John, we are sitting in the wonderful Santora's location. Here we're looking out at the ocean, palm trees, aquariums, decorated Christmas trees. Nothing against Santora. But Paul Santora's got a little work to do.
Oh, a little bit. First of all, I think you mentioned we're here for a football game. Is that true?
That's what I hear.
Yeah, I forgot. I forgot about that when I was riding down the lazy river yesterday. And no, it's been an unbelievable experience, you know, for our guys, and they're having so much fun. And obviously, you know, they know they're here for a football game. But you know, it's been a really the bowl was really taking care of these guys and the team, and they've really had a good time.
I give Lance credit for kind of embracing that a little bit. We know he's like every other football coach, and it's supposed to be about football and locked in. But I think Lance has learned in his second bowl game that there has to be a little bit of a mix, and given the guys Tuesday off, I thought was an indication of that. Did you feel that way as you've dealt with Lance all week?
Yeah, no question. You know, he had said that, you know, the guy's been working hard. I mean, they've been practicing. We found out we were going to be playing in this bowl the week before even the MAC championship. So literally, like, we played that Friday. We found out on Sunday we're playing in this game, and it was right back to work. So they've been practicing for the last 2 to 3 weeks before this game. And he gave the guys a day off on Tuesday as kind of a reward for all that hard work. The team's put the hard work in, and he's like, look, most of these guys are never going to be back here in a resort like this for the rest of their lives. Give them that opportunity to take advantage of all the sun and the fun and everything that's going on. And I think the guys really embraced it. And I know there's a big cheer that came out of the team room when he said the practice was canceled on Tuesday.
Talking with John Fuller, it's our Full of It segment here on the UB Football Insider Bahamas Bowl Preview Edition. Just give everybody a little sense of what the week was like. You were involved in some of the events with the players and beyond just the fun and the sun and the water slides. Give everybody an idea idea of what some of the other things that happened this week.
Yeah, the Bowl did a really good job of keeping the guys busy and doing a lot of different activities with them. The team arrived on Monday. Monday night, they had a big team reception for both teams, and then they had a pinball competition. A local pinball company sponsored it, and with the winning team getting to take the home a pinball machine, and our own Max Michel was the winner. So Max Michel won the pinball competition. So a Guardians of the Galaxy pinball machine will now be in the UB locker room. So I know the guys were really excited about that. So that was Monday. Tuesday night, they had what they called the Beach Bash, where they had a big dinner and activities for the guys right down on the beach. And it was a beautiful night. Both teams were there. They had a dance competition. The Bolts went 2-0 as Max Michel, Trevor Wilson, and Larry Robbins.
Max Michel is undefeated so far.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. But yeah, they won the dance competition between the two teams. So so far we've won every competition that they've had. Hopefully we can continue that on Friday and win the game. And then Wednesday they had a youth clinic. So we had about 10 to 12 guys. We took to a local park and had like a youth football clinic with kind of teaching all the kids here a little bit about football, because it's interesting. You know, football is not a sport that they really play down here. You know, they play a lot of cricket, play a lot of soccer, but they don't play American football down here. So it's kind of neat to see our guys interact with these kids and kind of teach them the game of football pretty much for the first time. And they really had a nice time with that. And then last night was really they had a dinner for the team. That was pretty much that was it. Now it's back to work. You know, the team. They'll have their walkthrough today, press conference today, and then obviously the game tomorrow. But it's now it's back to work, and now it's pretty much just like any other road game at this point.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the game. I'm curious. You've spent a good couple weeks getting prepared for this, kind of going over the matchups and stuff, and you know, in talking with Lance and even Scott Wilson, everybody kind of says these are pretty similar teams in a lot of ways. The way their seasons ended, the way they like to move the football. What's jumped out at you between the Bulls and the 49ers?
Well, I think the biggest thing that's jumped out to me is how both teams really run the ball well. And looking at the forecast for tomorrow's weather, it looks like it's supposed to be rainy and very windy tomorrow. It's 25, 30-mile-an-hour winds. So I think it's going to be whoever runs the ball the better is going to be is probably going to come out on top. And while the Bulls run the ball very well, I think the one difference that Charlotte has is they have a very good running quarterback. While Kyle can run a little bit for us, it's not necessarily one of his strengths. You know, he has this ability to just kind of hand the ball off to really good running backs, and they do that job, and Kyle can mix it in a little bit. But Charlotte has a quarterback that they run a lot of design runs through him, and I think that's might be the big difference in the game. And I think UB's defense is going to really have to keep an eye on him.
Well, of course, that for UB, that's going to happen with Jarrett Patterson, who's on this amazing run. Have you come across any more good statistics or any more of the amazing things that Jarrett has done, not just the last two games, but the season so far?
Well, I mean, I think all-time leading rusher for a single season with 1,626 yards. And I think if you really think about it, I mean, he really has really done it more in the tail end of the season. Not that he got off to a slow start, but the first couple games, you know, Robert Marcy didn't play that much. And Penn State, you know, was a really good defense and didn't play a whole lot there. But I think I saw, like, over the last six games of the season, his lowest rush total in a game was 141 yards. That's how well he's rushed the last second half of the season. Not to mention his last two games, which are just astounding, 490 yards, 10 rushing touchdowns in two games. It's incredible. Still fifth in the nation in rushing. Man, I'm excited. I've missed watching him run. I'm excited to see him back on the field on Friday.
All right, John, maybe one key to this game tomorrow. What jumps out in your mind? What's the one thing that the Bulls absolutely have to do well in order to get the first bowl win in school history?
Well, I think the one thing they have to do is the one thing that Charlotte does very well is rush the passer. They have one of the top sackers in the nation. Highsmith is his name. He has 14 and a half sacks, and I believe it's second in the country. He is an All-American defensive end, and the Bulls are going to have their hands full with him. So I think the offensive line, who's done a great job all year and only allowed 8 sacks the entire season, which is second in the country, is going to have their toughest test tomorrow. That being said, with the weather the way it is, we may not be passing the ball that much. That hopefully can kind of neutralize them a little bit. But I think the offensive line is going to have their toughest test of the season, but I think they'll be up for it.
Can't believe we're talking about weather being a factor at a game in the Bahamas. But, hey, John, thanks for your help all season long. Your insights have been amazing. This has been a lot of fun. You are far from full of it when it comes to the full of it segment.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, John Fuller wraps us up here. We've had a wonderful week. We've had a wonderful time. Hope we gave you a little bit of feel for what this week has been like for the Bulls here at the Atlantis Resort as part of the Makers Wanted Bahamas Bowl. It's football tomorrow. It kicks off at 2 o'clock. You'll see the game on ESPN. You'll hear it right here on ESPN 1520. Our pregame with Brad Ryder begins 1 hour before kickoff at 1 o'clock. We will talk to you from Thomas Robinson Stadium in Nassau, Bahamas tomorrow. Thanks for being a part of this week and all season long. The UB Football Insider Show, Bahamas Bowl Edition, presented by Learfield IMG College.
On the UB Sports Network, from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, UB Football Insider has been presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Town Automotive Group, T-Mobile, Comdoc, Pepsi, Nike, AdPro Sports, WIVB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the UB Sports Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.